Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, who is still recovering from COVID-19 in Amityville, New York. Sister Barbara uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Allowing Our Prayer to Become Visible.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. And then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it's good that we're here. If you wish, I'll make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them not to tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man raises from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel is meant to reassure us that the resurrection is possible. There is cause for hope. So Jesus went to the mountain. Where do you take your closest friends or family to share what's most important to you? Is it a mountain? A special room? A bedside? A park? Or the shore? Today, Jesus takes his closest apostles to the high mountain where he was transfigured. He shone like the sun, and the white light permeated his being. Jesus dared to reveal the center of his life, his prayer. Peter, James, and John, seeing his prayer radiate, his relationship with God, the influence of Moses and the prophet Elijah, they were overshadowed by a bright cloud and heard a voice saying, This is my beloved, listen to him. They were afraid. Jesus touches them and they rise as he calms their fear. The light of Christ is close to us as our very breath. And in these troubling times we hear, I can't breathe. Injustice. In the pain of COVID-19 attacking our lungs, we hear ventilators, marches, protests, and the need to make good trouble. John Lewis's good trouble arose from the depths of his prayer and belief in judgment, justice. He risked traveling a scary road. He put his life on the line. On this anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we remember another scary bright light, but one of destruction. What about our light? Could we dare to let our prayer radiate to our closest friends or family on the mountain? Imagine its power. Where would the bright light of our prayer lead us? God's love seeks to fill us with the light of Christ that leads us to places unknown. It can be scary to have hope when we can't see it or have trouble believing it. Can we feel the reassuring touch of Christ in these lonely times of pandemic, isolated and alone? When we can't plan a future, with tomorrow, when we're called to be attentive to the light of hope in dark places where it is even less than a spark. Today, we're called to listen where God speaks in our depths. You don't have to earn it. I'm here. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Can we rise with Christ and believe it?